Welcome to the G&JB show. We're back. Jack Bowen, how's things, mate?
I'm good. White Axe, how are you?
Mate, it's been a while.
Yeah, I know.
It's been a while. We keep saying we're going to get back onto it, but I've been locked down for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
In jail.
I got a call from Paddy Murphy the other day, and Paddy said, we need to get back on the podcast. So I rung you straight after that.
He listened to the whole lot of them.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, gee, I just listened to the Shannon O'Connell podcast.
Yeah, I know.
And he goes, yeah, mate, he said, one. I was nearly in tears.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's been listening to all them. Patrick Murphy, the sponsor of yours now.
Yes, Emerald Isle Construction. He's a good man for helping me out and I appreciate all the support, yeah.
Good man.
Mate, so, I've got to give back and we've got to get back on.
That's right. This is for Paddy Murphy. Special announcement.
Edition.
And another baby on the way for Patrick.
Yeah, congrats, big fella.
Yep. Mate, big fight this week.
Hey, how about we talk about what you've been up to the last couple of weeks?
It'll be a very short conversation. I've stayed home for 2 weeks. I got let out yesterday at 2:45. What happened? There was a COVID case at St. Thomas More School. Mm. I went there, run one of our programs. I was there for 45 minutes.
Wait, that was a late call up, that one too. Remember, you were supposed to be out
at the other one, Arethusa.
Yeah.
Mate, so I was there for 45 minutes and I'm like contacting Queensland Health and say, can I get out of this? Or can I have a shorter time frame if I do get my test negative? Well, pretty much the answer was no. So Anyway, I was blanketed just like all the rest of the teachers. But look, we're keeping everybody safe. It was annoying, but it's all done. I'm out now. Mm. Luckily, we did the right thing, though. The kids, luckily, they stayed at their nana's the night before. The night that I was
back, yeah.
The night that I was after school. So we just said, all right, you hold on to the kids for a couple more days until we hear back. Luckily, the kids didn't have to go in isolation because they weren't with us that night.
Yeah, that's lucky, yeah.
So
it's funny,
they still got to go to school and then obviously Amira played her soccer up the sunny coast. So, yeah, it was all happening. But, mate, I'm telling you, there's only so many times you can cut the lawn. There's only so many laps you can do around the front yard. Like, I did a little bit of fitness, so that kicked me into it. I never really feel like working, doing training myself because I'm always at the gym. Well, that's my excuse anyway. But I punched the bag a little bit, which I haven't done for years, and I did a bit of running, and I did some weights, and then I hurt my arm because, like, obviously massive weights that I use.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have warmed into it. You would have thought, like, you were still 20.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Still stronger than most 20-year-olds. But anyway, that's another story. But anyway, so I got injured.
Was it good to have a break, but?
I dealt with the first week or so, and then the second week after the weekend. So the second weekend, so it was Thursday night. First weekend I was fine. The next week it was the next weekend that I just started going, this is shit.
Yeah. Well, that same weekend, I took our crew to the state titles.
You did.
First debut as a coach, me and Mr. Campbell Cobbo Riley. Five state champions, I think I got.
Yeah, well done.
I got.
Good coaching.
Yeah, I've had them all since I was pretty young, so it was good to see them all blossom into what they became. Yeah.
So
it was actually, look, it's fucking nerve-wracking, eh? I don't know how you do it. And I can see why it's so like... Because where you're like, your club. It's still at the end of the day, it's your club and representing like you and Shara and I'm in the corner.
Yeah.
So, look, everyone that went there was
It was good to have a lot of support there.
Yeah, yeah. And all like our boxers come and watch and, it's a good environment when that happens too. So, we had 5 gold, 2 silver, 1 bronze.
Yeah. So, no, so they did. Yeah, they did good. Especially the young ones, like the young kids, being without myself and Shara for the first time.
That was the ones I was nervous about.
Yeah.
Because I was fine to give instruction, but I'm not organized myself, so I didn't want to have to do the, like, you got your blue book, you got your towel, you got your mouth guard.
Yeah, all that sort
and they
of
were
shit.
All on top of it.
Yeah. That's good.
Sound, so it was good.
Yeah, that's why, look, a lot of clubs – The coach holds the blue book, but I've never done that. No, you look after your own. If you don't have it, you don't fight. It's simple. Yep. Step up. Now, if these things happen, they know what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
They bring their own towel, their water bottle, hopefully. Do they bring?
Yeah. Now everyone was on top of it because they knew I wouldn't.
I wouldn't have it.
Baby it. Yeah. So if there's any towels missing or mouth guards missing, because I don't think I've ever brought a towel.
Yeah.
Then you know it's their fault. No, they did. Because they can do it.
That was good. And Campbell, Campbell had to step up too and took the seniors there. You took the juniors and he took the seniors. Juniors.
Yeah, he took the seniors.
Yeah. So
he did. He knows a lot about boxing. He's been around a long time. And it's funny you talk to him because, like, I've watched just walking back Acacia Ridge. It's always been in a Acacia Ridge state title. Yeah. So just being there and, like, I always tell a story of me watching Campbell knock someone out at that venue.
Oh, yeah.
And it seems so much bigger in my head, the memory.
Yeah.
Because you're a kid. And then when I was there on the weekend, I was in the exact same spot. And I'm like, well, this doesn't feel the same. Like,
I
feel like a adult now. But it's crazy how one place can have such a significant memory. Like, I don't know, in your memory.
Yeah, well, you've been performing, fighting there. You've won some and lost some there for years, you know. So
the same spot, like we warmed up. I warmed up. That's where we used to sit when you used to take us. And walking up and down the hallway, I'm like, I've cried there. I've fucking celebrated there. Yeah, I've taken a photo with mum there. Like, yeah, it's nice. It's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. They all did good. Like we said, Campbell, wealth of experience. He's coming out of himself now. He's sort of stepping up and he's pretty much yourself and him have pretty much controlled the gym since we've been away. So
no, he's done it.
I just Campbell's been good.
Took the morning
group, bags. The old blokes.
The old fellas, yeah. I finally got the call up.
Yeah.
No, waiting long enough.
Yeah, they're good. But mate, anyway, that was the lockdown. We had to miss out on the state titles. Missed out on Amira's first rep team in soccer. So anyway, we're out now. So hopefully might just flog everyone tonight at training.
Been bored shitless.
But in the meantime, you yourself and Terra Moana obviously getting ready for fights as well. Terra Moana's is October the 23rd. I don't think yours has been released yet, but you've got a couple of fights on the go before the end of the year. So who have you been sparring since I've been away?
Boyd Lachlan Nantes, he just won the 80 kilo division.
Oh, he did win it.
He won. Good boy, solid, and him and his team are all really nice people too. So, and then back in camp, Ben Marty's in camp too. So me and him have been moving around, and Dylan Biggs as well. So yeah, it's all mixtures of styles, but yeah, I've really benefited from getting all different rounds, which is good. Queensland's flooded with talent.
Yeah.
It's good to move around with all those boys.
It's funny though. When you say Queensland's flooded with talent at the state championships, the level was probably a little bit lower in the elites this year. You advised me. And I think it would have been the truth because a lot of those guys are going pro earlier now, don't you think?
Yeah. And it's not an Olympic year or a Commonwealth year. So look, we'll see that build back up. But I thought I've seen it better.
Yeah.
And I don't want to seem like I'm being a hater or anything or downplaying what anyone's done. But it used to be hard to win fucking hard to win a state title. But it's such a good experience and on the same hand as well. So
in saying that, it's still hard for those guys that people that did win it, you know. It's just we sort of put up a couple of guys up that sort of weren't at that super experience level and, you know, they come out good.
They'll be so much better for it. I think
– Oh, yeah, biggest learning curve.
Will performed well too. And he come out and he knew what he wanted to work on and what he needs to do better, and that's all you can ask for. But I think Wilder, our 60-kilo, and not to be biased, but he was the best all week.
Yeah, a couple of people actually told me that. Ben Harrington contacted me and said that too. Shannon said he was good and she'd like to do some sparring for Cooper because it'd be good for Cooper to step up and do some sparring with him as well.
That was a good fight too. I can't remember who Cooper fought. He fought a boy from
Aiden
Melbourne.
Aiden McGuire.
Yeah, that was – I only saw bits and pieces because I was too nervous with Wilder. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think there's obviously some talent there. It's just going to build again.
Yeah, that's right. It'll all come through. Next year, the state titles, you know, there'll be more influx.
It'll be a different
because it's a Comm Games year. Everyone will, you know, you'll see people coming back from retirement. And,
100%.
You know, all the all the divisions will be stacked again because everyone, at the end of the day, you've got to come first or second at the States to move on to the Nationals.
And all those youths will be coming through too.
Yeah, that's right.
Good youth boys. So I haven't been in that circle in a long time. Probably good two and a half years, I reckon.
Yeah, that's right.
It was different, but look.
I suppose we got onto this subject by talking about Dylan Biggs. He was a good kid that did quite well as the amateurs, and now he's – has he had two fights, I think, as a pro?
Two pro fights, yeah, something like that.
How do you see him come along? He's doing well?
Yeah, he's doing well. He's good for – big for the weight. So he'll make super welter probably for a bit too. He's solid, nothing – like fucking no fat on him. Good sparring, but like I enjoy sparring him.
Yeah.
So that was good. I'm going up there to out there, right?
Next
there,
week, there.
Out Bow Desert next week. So that'll be good because those boys have to travel everywhere for sparring. So if I can go up.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Meet them.
And Justin's a good guy.
Really good. I really like
good
him.
Good guy, good coach. And
he's had some good boys, eh?
Oh, yeah. Mm. I remember back in the day, there was a kid called Peter Prom.
Yeah, I remember.
He was probably one of his first.
He's my age, I think.
Yeah, he probably would. Yeah, he is your age because he went on to those those world championships.
Yeah, true.
In whenever it was, Kazakhstan or however many years ago that was.
He bashed the shit out of me back then too, I reckon.
Yeah, he was good. And then he's always had good kids.
Yeah.
Obviously he's doing something right. And hopefully, Justin will take Dylan through the pro ranks now. And they've signed with Smithies, I think. So he does most of their fights.
Yeah,
so
good.
That'll be good. So mate, big fight this weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited. Hey, it's actually going to be a good finish to the year. There's some good fights like Caleb Plant and Canelo. How about that?
What'd you think of that? The slap.
What'd you think? What's your thoughts on that?
I don't know. Made up?
I don't think it's made up.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking myself. I don't know if. I think what Caleb Plant come out and said afterwards, that my mother was shot and killed 2 years ago. Why would I talk about anyone's mother?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah. He's got a really
So he's got a point there. He probably would probably hold that.
Yeah.
But you never know. Like, I don't know.
No, I think he's actually very articulate with what he says and he's very accurate.
Plant.
You know how you know how Canelo said it's because he said motherfucker, right?
Right. Is that what was said?
So, he was saying that in the press conference to that Andrade, you know, that boo-boo Andrade
that fought
Liam Williams.
Yeah.
He was in the press conference after the Saunders fight. Are you having a look? He was in the press conference after the Saunders fight and he was saying, get out, motherfucker, and all this stuff. So Caleb Plant was saying, how come it's okay for him to say it back then? But now I've said it, I'm talking about his mum.
Right. Okay.
I reckon Canelo is just looking for an excuse because he hates that he keeps calling him a drug cheat.
Oh, right,
because the whole presser, he was calling him a juicer and a drug cheat.
I like Caleb Plant. I think he's really, really good.
He gets beat, but...
I think there's too many holes in him to deal with Canelo's style. Canelo's huge, Mexican beef, whatever, who knows? That aside, the fight's going to go ahead.
Yeah.
High hands, chin down, doesn't waste shots.
Head movement.
Doesn't even try to win the first couple of rounds.
Yeah.
He just knows when he's got them and he starts pulling the trigger.
Remember when Floyd was like probably more towards the end, right? You just knew he was going to win. Like Maidana when he dropped, I had him 4 rounds down after the first four.
Yeah.
I just knew he was going to win. I was never nervous.
So... Oh, Floyd Mayweather, you mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Like,
even when Saunders came back,
wanted him to win because I never liked him.
Yeah,
but
you're just a Hatton fanboy, but.
But, you know what I didn't like about him? Or just the
money.
The big dicking. Yeah. Like the other day, I saw someone the other day and it was like you had an $18 million watch on. Like, people don't like you just because you've got a fucking expensive watch.
Is that a tax write-off or something, you reckon?
On a watch? That can't help your business. So I don't know how it could be.
Help your flex on Instagram, but
I just think people that do all that shit, like buy fake shit to bull themselves up. It's not even real anyway. Be a good person.
I think that's our culture, but I think Americans gravitate towards like they actually enjoy watching that.
Yeah.
Where Brits and Aussies and stuff, we're just like, do you ever watch the Ricky Hatton 24/7 with Floyd? Yeah. He's like, yeah, we know you're a great boxer. Yeah, we know you got a good car. He's like, no one gives a fuck.
Yeah, no one cares. yeah, that's right, yeah.
And he's stood in the back of a pub when he's saying it all.
I remember him saying, I'd rather be down at the pub on a night out with my mates throwing darts and having a few beers rather than fucking doing your shit.
Yeah. But I just, yes, back to Canelo, I just don't think he can get beat. I can't see it happening for a little bit. Not at super middle.
It's been said about everyone though, but I find it hard to see it happening. But you know, Muhammad Ali was also invincible. So was Mike Tyson. Mm.
We'll see what happens.
You know, that there's two actually, Jack Dempsey and Floyd Mayweather that have gone through undefeated and been world champions.
Rocky Marciano.
Rocky Marciano, yeah. Not Jack Dempsey.
What about Joe Calzaghe?
Joe Calzaghe actually well, yeah. Went all the way.
Where's your UK pride, mate?
I know. Kerry's gym, mate.
You don't count the Welsh.
No, Kerry's gym, mate.
I think he stops Plant late, but I reckon Plant's got the mentality to be there as well. So it's a good fight.
Does Plant beat Callum Smith? I wasn't impressed with Callum Smith the last time against Canelo. We'll see what happens this time.
John Ryder.
Yeah.
He was shit against John Ryder too.
Yeah.
He looked, but it could have been the weight. He's come out because he's on the.
He's gone up now.
Yeah, we'll go back. But he's on the AJ Usyk undercard too. Yeah. So I find.
Oh, he is too. That's pretty quiet actually. Light I suppose heavy. Everyone's about AJ Usyk though.
Yeah. So I watched because Matchroom own the rights to all their media stuff now. Yep. So it's not, I don't think it's DAZN, but it's not Sky Sports. It's not Sky Sports.
It's on Matchroom.
It's just Matchroom Media.
YouTube, yeah.
Yeah. So they did a little thing on Callum Smith. And so he's left the Liverpool trainer. What's his name? You know how I
mean. Gallagher?
No, it's not Liam, is it?
No, Liam Gallagher's a singer he's for the this singer. Band.
He's Oasis.
Joe Gallagher. Is it Joe Gallagher?
Yeah, it's not Noel.
It's not Noel. It's not Noel.
Yeah, well, he's left him anyway. He's with that Buddy McGirt.
Oh, Buddy McGirt, yeah.
McGirt, yeah. So he's with them and moved up a weight. So a few changes. And he was talking about it in this Matchroom Media thing they did. It's quite interesting, but he's big for the. He was a big super middle, so I think he'll be.
Oh, he'll carry the weight well at light heavy.
He's not going to be out of his depth.
Yeah, geez, it'd be a good fight back in the day between Hooper and him. Would have been a good fight.
That would have been a good fight.
Interesting.
Who wins it?
That fight.
Yeah,
I'd back Hooper any day against anyone at light heavy. Back in the day when he was on
his day
when he fought
Solomov.
I don't think that any light heavy would have beaten him.
I agree with you. Good camp, good prep.
It was funny. Everyone in Australia told me, no, he's going to get stopped. He's going to get stopped. Everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, there was probably a handful of people. And two of them were sparring partners. There was, you know, one was his coach. You know what I mean? There was a few people. Obviously, a few people that backed him, but. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about today, but we just went that way.
Right, well, headline act, AJ
Usyk. AJ wins.
Yep, I reckon. I don't know if he stops him, but I think he wins. He just catches. He's just too big.
I think everybody's saying big. Yes, he is bigger, but I think his boxing ability will come through. Well, because he is you don't win Olympic gold medal and beat Ruiz the second time the way he did without a smart, very smart boxing brain.
Mm.
Usyk's a great boxer, but I think the size and his boxing ability will come into play.
Yeah. It's his boxing ability, but it's his discipline too. That second Ruiz fight, he was so disciplined to the game plan.
I can see the right uppercut, bam, coming straight through the middle. The
Klitschko one.
Yeah.
Remember he caught Klitschko with one, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I thought Usyk looked like I gave Bellew a few rounds against him.
He had a good and start.
I thought Chisora was right in that.
Yep.
Saying
See,
that,
that's the size
he's also
thing.
Got some good performances at Cruiserweight too, like in the Ali Trophy series and stuff.
Yeah. See, that's – Chisora was the size.
Mm.
Joshua's more than just size. You see what I'm saying about it's not just the size with Joshua. He's got an IQ, a boxing IQ. Chisora was there to ambush him, to head on his chest, to bully him, to rough him up. And, yeah, that had its good moments for Chisora.
Mm.
But I just think AJ is more than that.
Mm.
Saying that, Usyk is a great, great fighter.
I just don't think
the money's at Cruiser. That's why he's moved up, obviously.
And he's not small at Cruiser either. He's probably, all right, I've done what I can do here. Like, who else is he going to fight, really, at Cruiser now?
And Cruiser's, look.
Excuse me.
It's Cruiserweight. Who knows the Cruiserweights anyway?
Yeah, no, I'm no disrespect.
Unless you're right in the mix, really, you don't know Cruiserweights, really.
Yeah. No, I don't really watch them too much, apart from Jai Opatia over here. That's it.
Yeah. Joy.
And he's right in the mix. I could see him win the world title, but yeah, you got to make that move to heavyweight at some stage. They're not small boys. Like, he'd still be like 6'3", 6'4". He's fucking big lad.
He's big, and but then there's, you know, he's quite thick chested. Then there's
heavyweight big, eh?
Like, put it this way, AJ would never make Cruiserweight.
Yeah.
You know, like, where – if he had 6 months off and changed his body shape, he'd go back down. He'd be able to make Cruiserweight again.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Good fight.
Interesting. But you're on AJ?
Yeah. I don't You'll think know if he stops him, but I think it goes late regardless. Oh, Cruiserweight. Coley's on.
Oh, yeah.
Your mate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You like
too.
Coley, yeah.
Yeah.
I watched an interview of him on IFL TV the other day. It was really good.
Talking about he thought he'd just be a millionaire, instant millionaire. Yeah. They said to him, was it Coogan? Yeah. Coogan said to him, what's been a world champion? He goes, oh, I thought it'd be different. I just thought, I was maybe thinking I'd be an instant millionaire, but doesn't happen that way.
Yeah.
You just turn up the gym just like you did anyway. And that's a lot of Australians' problem. They just think world title, instant millionaire. Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't really happen like that. You've got to be a superstar name to make millions.
Yeah. Well, that's my thoughts. But
yeah.
And that's how you live to get through each day, because you're thinking, well, when I'm world champion, everything's going to be sweet.
Yeah.
But it probably is, you're still going to have Trump problems, aren't you? Like,
that's right. Well, you know, look at what's his name? Mark Flanagan. He's fought for 2 world titles. And I don't know if he'll be retiring. You know, I mean, he didn't win them, but he's fought for them. And I don't think he could sit back, you know, rest for the rest of his life. I doubt it, very much doubt it. See, a lot of people think there's massive money in boxing. There's only massive, massive money if you're a superstar.
To the small.
For the very small percentage of people.
Yeah. But I watched Three Kings, it's called. I was telling you about it at Foxtel, about Duran. Oh, no, it was 3 Kings, 4 Kings or whatever. Duran Hagler-Hearns, Leonard.
That probably before.
It's 4, yeah.
I don't know, yeah.
Anyway, Duran landed in the airport and there is dead set 1 million people at the airport. Easily. A million people.
Yeah.
And that's superstardom. Like, you probably grew up watching that, not me. But, you know, that's your thought. Or you watch Rocky and how he's like an instant, the biggest thing in his hometown. You think that's going to happen for you. And it happened for Jeff, but Jeff fought fucking Manny Pacquiao.
Jeff fought Manny Pacquiao and beat him.
So he had the dream.
Yeah.
That he had what every kid
He wants had that to Rocky do. Fight.
Yeah. But like a Coley said, just back to normal.
Yeah. Mate. I go back to the same gym.
Mm.
I'm not wearing $200,000 watches. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing
you
that.
Just
you know,
think
you
just, it, like, don't you?
Yeah.
But even, did you see that MTK bloke the other week? Who had a fight, might have been for a world title.
Oh,
and he won.
Maxie
and he
Hughes.
Was, and he was back on the job site the next day.
On Monday.
Or on the Monday, yeah.
On the Monday, he's back in his hard at and his high viz.
Won the that's dead set.
IBO world like. Title, I think he won.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah.
Because, but that's what it's like.
But that's real. You've got to want to do boxing. You've got to want to do boxing. If you're, look, at the top end, if you can defend your world title a few times, then you probably make more money and you're becoming a bit of a star. But look at Caleb Plant, world champion.
Mm.
majority of people outside boxing know who Canelo is. They don't know who Caleb Plant is.
Yeah. Now they will.
You know, so.
The Americans are real caught up in just being in America, but
yeah,
they're not. Yeah, like Canelo's. Well, not so much. Well, Canelo's just fought Floyd, who's a global star. And then everyone's followed him after the Floyd.
See, he's developed a lot from that fight.
Oh, so much.
People say, oh, a prime Canelo would beat the prime Floyd. Well, you can't really compare because a prime Canelo was not at 69 kilos.
100%. Yeah.
And but Floyd.
But a prime Floyd was probably at
64?
Lightweight. Yeah.
Yeah, 63 and a half, something like that. So, you know, Floyd also pulled Canelo down another 850 grams. I think it was 69 flat or thereabouts because it would have been in pounds, obviously. He pulled him down lighter than his actual fight weight that he normally fought at just so he'd meet the fight.
Sure.
But you do it if you're fighting Floyd Mayweather because it's your big payday. It's your payday.
But you can't say in a few years Canelo won't be doing that to kids.
Oh, 100%. Saying that he's going up. Saying that he's going up.
Yeah, but he's the A side. He's I think he's doing it for belts, but Floyd was just doing it for money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you have to make the weight if there's a belt on the line.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. I love Caleb Plant. I love his style. I love his style. I just can't see him getting over Canelo.
No.
In saying that, there's been bigger upsets.
Yeah, Ruiz, Joshua. That was a big one.
That one.
I didn't see that one coming.
Are you interested in Wilder Fury?
Not really.
Doesn't interest me.
Not because I don't, because I love Tyson Fury, but it's just because I feel like
he's ticked that box.
Yeah, I thought he won the first fight and he won the second fight quite convincingly. But he's obviously caught up in a contract. Although Wilder doesn't look too bad on the pads with change of trainer.
Yeah.
And if Fury's not, like if he feels the same way we do about it, then he's probably not going to turn up.
It can be a big banana skin. Like he can slip over. He can not take it because he wants. You know, the AJ fight's going to be around the corner. But you know what I like about? I'm swinging more to liking AJ a bit more than Fury at the moment. Just as a fan, I just like how AJ is. I just see Fury talks a lot of fluff.
I think
he sells a fight hard.
Yeah, Fury does.
AJ, you watch his interviews. He's thorough and to the point and he's intelligent.
Yeah.
With his answers.
Mm.
Do you agree?
Yeah. I got a big soft spot for Fury, but
I love him too. I love him, but I don't know why. Maybe look, as the hype builds up for the Fury Wilder fight, I might change my mind again.
Yeah.
You know, it might be just because AJ's the one at the moment. I think
he's smart at what he does, but because Fury just goes, like, AJ's a big fucking sack of shit, blah, 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 all while it's AJ's fight week and stuff.
Yeah.
And then everyone's talking about Fury. So then it just builds
always
more.
Always having a go at each other.
Because Wilder Fury 3, I don't think it's going to sell as much as it should.
Look, I'll still tune in and I'll still buy it and I'll still, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
I probably won't.
People will, but I don't even know what the undercard is there. I suppose it doesn't really matter. That's what sells it anyway.
Mm.
But
it's hard because Matchroom are doing, like Matchroom, DAZN, they're doing some really good undercards, hey?
Oh, yeah, mate. So
who's some of those PBC undercards and stuff, that's like, I don't know. They're pretty average, eh? Or they're like a continental title. Shit. But
yeah, not really. Yeah, I know.
But it might be because I don't know the names over there. I really don't know. Yeah, it's not as good as a Jake Paul undercard.
Oh, Jesus.
See him and Tommy Fury.
I want to go back to Evander Holyfield.
Do we have to?
Don't fight again. I saw something the other day, Mike Tyson calling out Evander Holyfield. Don't want to see it. Mate, I put it on some social as well the other day. Mike Tyson, for the last 10 years, I've been listening to him on podcasts and TV and whatever wherever you can listen to him. You see him become a real calm man now, like he's changed. He said he didn't like who I was as a fighter. That's why I won't come back. He got back into it. And it was an interesting podcast I watched on Joe Rogan the other day. Very interesting. his missus said to him, well, just go and do 15 minutes on the treadmill. He said, well, with my psycho mind, I had to do 2 hours.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Right, so, yeah. But then he scared me. The way he was talking, did you hear about what he said about, I'm sort of getting all that excited again, what I did when I was young. You know, what's it called when you, like, get an erection because you want to knock somebody out? Did you hear him say that? Yeah,
he was saying he gets, like, he has orgasms over fighting.
Like hurting people.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Just chill out, Mike, yeah.
I don't like that.
You would have liked it 30, 40 years ago, but is it that long ago? No.
No, it's not that long
ago. No, it's not. It's 20 odd.
Well, 30. It's when he was in his prime. It was,
you know, when he, like, some of his old interviews and stuff, he's a savage. Hmm. But you don't want to be that bloke when you're, like, 50.
I don't like it. I don't like Mike and Evander. Jesus. Nah, Evander shouldn't have fought 50.
It shouldn't happen. Well, I saw De La Hoya and Mayweather maybe.
Oh, God.
It just, you know what it does?
It'll create people watching because I'll watch it. Yeah, I didn't watch Evander and Jake Paul and all those. I
didn't watch it either.
It's taking the piss.
Well, Chavez Jr. got beaten by Anderson Silva, who's like a MMA guy.
Yeah, right.
Like, come on, man, you don't need to.
Yeah, no, I don't like it.
It just tarnishes everything they've done. Not Holyfield or. It just makes you look at them in a different light.
Well, Tyson said he'd like to fight Holyfield or Lennox Lewis. I think Lennox Lewis is too smart for that. He retired and never get drawn to come back.
Mm.
I think Lennox Lewis has always been an intelligent guy. He knew. His last fight against Klitschko, he knew he wasn't at his best. He did what he had to do to win, and then you've never seen him in the ring since. And you still – Lennox Lewis is still that legend in my eyes because he hasn't come back. I'm not talking about him like I am, like Mike and Evander Holyfield now.
Mm.
And I think he's too smart to come back. It's a young man's game. It's got to be.
Always. Yeah, it always will be too.
You know.
But money talks, eh?
What's his – Bernard Hopkins – he didn't come back. He stayed in the game.
Yeah.
So he didn't have 10 years out of it. He just kept going. Yes, he went on a bit too long, but he didn't super disgrace himself towards the end.
Yeah. He lose to Joe Smith, hey?
And he, when the he thing
knocked
is,
out the ring?
The thing is,
because he got helped up Joe or Smith, something.
Yeah, he did his ankle and all that. The thing is with Evander, the thing is with B-Hop, yeah, he never retired. He didn't have 8-10 years out of the ring.
Also he was in,
and he started at 26 years old.
Was it that?
Well, that's 19. When he got out of jail. Apparently,
he was like 19.
Oh, I thought he was 26. Anyway, you might be right. I thought he was a bit older than that. Might have been 19 when he went in. Anyway, whatever happened.
Yeah, maybe.
Whatever happened, he didn't take years and years of damage as a kid.
Yeah. Oh, and just getting sick of it by the time you're 20.
Yeah. So
there's a lot of people are flogged by the time they're 18, 19.
And so many kids, so many coaches push their kids way too hard.
Yeah.
And by the time they get, I know so many of them, 17, 18, they don't want to know anymore. The kids don't want anymore.
Well, that was the hardest thing to say because I've been exactly where the couple kids that lost on the weekend, I've been in the exact same position and I know exactly what happens. You just got to stay persistent and it's okay to cry and it's okay to be upset. It's good that you care about it that much that you're actually upset.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you're hopping out like, oh, well, I did all right, didn't I?
Yeah.
Like when you're a kid, when you're an adult, like you're doing it just to achieve something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just doing it's half the battle. But when you're a kid, you should feel that way. That's a good way to be, to have a bit of passion.
That's how you learn.
Mm. And I was telling him like in 5 years,
this
that kid that beat you probably won't even be here.
And this moment right now won't matter.
Mm.
Or you'll go back to it and go, yeah, that was a good moment for me because it helped me progress.
That. Yeah. Fuck, I had that many losses at where we were that when they come out crying, I was like, I've been here. It's okay. Like,
is that why you were a bit nervous in there? Because you thought, oh, shit, here we go again.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. I was a bit jittery.
Mate, what about another massive Liverpool fight that's coming up?
Oh, yeah.
Fowler and Smith.
Mm.
Liam Smith, Anthony Fowler, who wins?
Liam Smith.
Yeah, I think Fowler.
Oh, we're going against each other.
Mm.
Good. All right. Why?
Younger and hungry.
Experienced and skillful.
Yep.
There you go.
Is that why Smith wins?
Experience mainly.
Yeah.
Because
I'm going too many rounds in the bank.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting then. Mm. We can talk about that.
So I'll probably win this, but no, I don't know. It's tight.
Because you think about it, Liam Smith. So it's in Liverpool, but Liam Smith's got the people because he's earned that with fighting Canelo. He's gone out of the city and brought people with him.
You watch whoever wins, they'll get all the crowd on board.
Regardless, yeah.
Yeah.
And it should be.
They'll all go, yeah. And
I think it's a good fight.
It'll be a good build. Imagine being in Liverpool, the build up.
Imagine knowing them both or knowing one of them. It'd be pretty good. Or your mates.
If you're in the boxing world, you probably know mates with both of them anyway in Liverpool in that area. Yeah,
for sure. I think Smith wins. Just he knows how to get through a fight if he's hurt. Because I think Fowler's quite strong. I really do.
Are they both Liverpool football fans or one Everton, one Liverpool? That'd be even better if they were.
Bigger, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because Bellew, he's Everton, isn't he? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I don't know too much about that over there, but
that'll be huge.
Yeah, that'll be good. And hopefully they get some young fellas. I did see the press conference a while ago, but I reckon Smith will just know how to handle the big moments.
Like the big moment, yeah.
He's fought Canelo. He's fought who else has he fought? He's fought some big names. Even domestically, like Liam Williams, he's fought Liam Williams. He's been where he doesn't like the person. He's been in a situation where he's fighting away from home in front of fucking that many people against Canelo.
It's a big jump for Fowler to go world stage. How many fights Fowler had?
I wouldn't know. Probably it'd be 12 to 16 around there.
What I mean? He's super experienced.
One loss to Scotty Fitzgerald too, I think. But he seems like a bit of a loose unit, so I don't know if he'll get that back. So you've got to take the opportunity when it comes.
Yeah, I'm going Fowler. I'm just wondering, sort of runs on the board. I don't know. Is it how old is Liam Smith?
I'd be 30.
Yeah,
but so is Fowler. Fowler's like 30.
Yeah, but less damage.
Yeah, Liam Smith was saying he's 15-1. There you go.
Yeah.
Fowler, and I'll tell you in a second about Smith. Smith's 33, and Fowler's 30. Like he was saying, everyone keeps saying, oh, it's a big step up. It's a big step up and stuff. But Smith was saying, yeah, but he's 30.
Yeah, he's not a baby.
It's not like he's 18.
Oh, 100%.
He's like, give me my credit. Like he's still 30.
Yeah.
He's still an Olympian. Yeah. Well, we're divided on that one.
Yeah. It'd be interesting. I'm still not 100%, but that's the way I'll go.
Yeah, I'll go.
Just the youthfulness. Well, when I say youthfulness,
Smith, MTK.
I'm talking a youthfulness as far as he's taken less shots in his career.
Mm.
So, nice. Yeah. Mate, another thing I want to talk about, another Brit. Yeah. He hasn't got a fight coming up. Well, I'm guessing he has. Actually, I did hear the other day he's on, November 7 or something like that.
Mm.
He's on an undercard. Anyway, I was listening to Eddie Hearn. I can't remember who's undercard, but Conor Benn.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about his fight.
They were trying to get Broner.
What are you thinking of him? Yeah, name hasn't been mentioned. Oh, he didn't mention it. He wasn't even going to release it. He said, I shouldn't be saying this, but it's on IFL. He told Coogan on IFL TV.
I'd love to see him and Broner.
Yeah. You've actually been on IFL TV too.
Yeah, a couple of times. Yep. Thank God.
Thoughts on Conor Benn?
Yeah, I like him, mate. I like what he's about. Clean, disciplined, lives a life.
But fights rugged?
Just a workhorse. Mm. Yeah, but he's also coming into a style where he boxes and moves. I thought it's hard because the fight before that, where he come and blew that bloke out in a round who'd been the distance with Sean Porter. I can't remember his name, but like he was decent. And Conor Benn come and blew him out in a round.
Yeah, and they were saying that would be his biggest test.
Right. And then you have a performance where you weren't as good as we thought you could be against Granados.
Yeah.
Who took who's only been stopped once by Danny Garcia. Yep. And he's been the distance with Broner and I think Porter as well. And that might have been a split decision. So like decent name. Mm. And I thought it was frustrating because Granados was running around a lot and you could tell Ben like He's like his dad. Like, I want to come here. I want to. Yeah. I want to go. But he had to learn.
How about the presser after, or him on the microphone after? He was filthy. Yeah. I just want to fucking get home. I'm over this shit. I just want to get home.
Well, they did an interview backstage after, and Granados come up and said, "Yeah, well done." And he goes, Coogan goes, "You thought you were on the fight butt, didn't you?" And he goes, yeah, I thought I landed cleaner shots. Like, he wasn't hitting me and I was looking away and he still wasn't getting me. And Conor Benzia, yeah, but you weren't fucking there. Anyway, they almost like, he was a bit pissed off.
Yeah.
And which is fair enough.
That's right. He was calling him into the center ring, wasn't he? Let's go.
And he's like, I frustrated him. And Conor Benzia's like, yeah, but I was more effective because I was walking you down and you were running away. Anyway, it was a fight where people go, oh, he still looks domestic level. But I just think it was the opponent. Like,
yeah, didn't want to exchange a lot.
But if you had told me like 5 years ago he would be where he is now, I wouldn't have believed you.
Oh, his first couple of fights, he was just a thrasher.
And that's the thing with people saying the same thing about Campbell Hatton, but he'll mold into something.
He'll develop every time out. Like this week, he's fighting in front of 60,000 people in his fourth pro fight.
But they've had four pretty back to back. And how can you not win if you've got a good promoter? You're uncle's been to the pinnacle of the sport too, and your dad's been one of the if not the best fighter to come out of your country.
Yeah, I think the crowd,
they're not gonna rush him.
No, they know he can't because he turned pro young as well, and I think he only had like 15 amateur fights or something like that, not a load. So he's learning on the go, and a lot of that early stage of his career will be just to gradually build him, let him develop, like get the stardom off his back, or deal with it, learn to deal with it, I should say.
And he seems like he's got his head switched.
He'll get a lot of knockers too. A lot of people will start knocking. The more he wins, the more knockers he'll get. You're not as good as your dad, or you know what I mean? All this sort of shit will happen. He's got to deal with that. So
you would have got that playing footy back in England, eh?
All the time, mate. Actually, local league, right? I remember going to a local competition one day, a local club. Greetland, my dad played a bit there and he played at Siddle. And I asked this old bloke, I said, oh, my dad tells me how good he was. What was he? He goes, oh, yeah, your dad could play. And I went, oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah.
I better go all right today.
Shit. So I come back and retired. Yeah, simple.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
Yeah. But, mate, anything else to go ahead with?
No, I just wanted to say I welcomed on board officially on, like, Facebook and Instagram and stuff, technology people this week as a major sponsor. So I appreciate Steve Scanlon and Mike Roddy for coming on board, and it's a relationship I want to build into the future. But as someone three fights in, it's hard to get off the ground, and you can't offer as much as the people who are on TV. But for people to back your ability and back you as a person as well, like it's it goes a long way, and I really appreciate the support from those lads, and I'll be pushing their business as much as I can and representing the company well.
And also, mate, there's many supporters of us, you, the club, everyone, the whole, like Stacey at Image Select, obviously. He's a huge help. He's amazing when it comes to what he does for us and for the club.
I've got so many great people in my corner, and It's good to have people with I put it in the post, but I said it's good to have people with similar, like, things we value and things. It's just good to have, like, all on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
And the same message of what I want to project is through the sponsors as well. Yeah. You're not going to get someone on board that doesn't align with your values as well. So it's good to have, like, everyone I've got on board is the same.
And Mike as well.
Mike, everyone. As well as like Kurt, who helps with my strength and conditioning as well. And my mate Gabe Maloof as well, from John Barnes Locksmith, his mum, and you know, everyone that's jumped on board. Steve Feast from Prompt Petroleum, dad's best mate. So like everyone gets the vision, and everyone's on the same road with me, and I really
and no one's too pushy at this stage. Everybody's sort of, that's what I mean, everyone's good getting on early because they see the talent, but they see more than that, actually. They see the work ethic and the good human, you know what I mean? And I think that's why they're on board. It's not,
yeah,
you know, No, there's a lot of good support out there. And hopefully in the next few podcasts, we can announce some big news as well for yourself.
And I got some big news coming, but you know, tight lips at the moment. It's
pretty exciting.
Very exciting.
We'll keep it all quiet, but yeah, it should be some big news. And once we've been given the tick of approval, that's when we'll, I suppose you can announce that on the podcast.
I will announce it here. Don't you worry.
Sounds good. All right, Jack Bowen, thanks very much. It's time to get to training.
I'll see you in about 5 minutes. So
see you soon. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.